Views, claims, and/or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220 The Word. Hope you'll be able to join in the conversation, even if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. You're welcome to give us a call. The phones are open. You can call 888-677-9673. That's toll-free, 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for another day to be on the air, another opportunity to be on the air, another day to serve you. Lord, I do pray that you bless what we do today, that it be for your glory, that it would also be helpful in helping people come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, help be able to be an encouragement to those who are already saved, and help us to believe and understand and know that it's reasonable to believe your word. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity today. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, last week we had a program. We were talking about the Fair Ministry, and I had Brother Greg Bash on with me, and he is actually right now out at the Medina County Fair, and I would have been there if it weren't for the program today. I'd probably be out there myself right now. I've been out there these past several days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, in the late morning, early afternoon. Got to meet a few people that listened to the program and also talk about the program with a few people as well that hadn't heard about it, and had a real nice time. But the best part of it, and the whole reason for being out there, is not just talk about this radio program or to just to chat with people about anything and everything, but to actually have an opportunity to get people thinking about where they'll spend eternity, get people thinking about the claims of the gospel message, about whether or not a man must be born again, about whether or not there's any other way to heaven other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that twice in Proverbs 14 and Proverbs 16, Proverbs 14, 12, it says there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that it's repeated verbatim in Proverbs 16, 25. And that's one of the reasons that I was out at the fair there in Medina County this past week, and next week going to be at the Cuyahoga County Fair starting Monday, running through August the 11th, which would be Sunday, I believe. And I'll be out there again Monday through Thursday at the Amazing Grace Mission booth in the commercial building there at the Cuyahoga County Fair. I'd probably be there the late morning, early afternoon if you get a chance to come out there to the Cuyahoga County Fair next week, Monday through Thursday time frame. Stop by the booth there and introduce yourself. I'd like to meet people that are listening to the program. Glad to hear that we're a blessing to people and encouragement to people. And just like to hear people talk about what we've been able to do to help them understand the Bible better. But getting back to what I was talking about at the fair, there's a lot of people who have a lot of ways that they come up with. And on Wednesday, I think it was, we were talking and saying, what are you going to talk about on the radio on Friday? And we were thinking about a couple things, but we had a couple interesting people that we talked with, I'm thinking of a couple in particular on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and on Thursday I said, well, you know, I think I pretty much decided what I'm going to talk about on the radio, and kind of jumping off from this point, there's a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It's amazing how many ways that people come up with that they think they can get to heaven, how many ways that they've came which make sense to them, they seem right to them, but again, they're right where God says in the Bible, it's a way that seems right to them, but the end thereof is the ways of death. and that there's no hope of eternal life in these ways. It's a false hope that they think that they have. And, you know, we have this board that has these things, three things God cannot do. And I just want to mention them real briefly to get to the last one. The first one, of course, God cannot lie. The second one is God cannot change, which, as I like to point out, we can lie. God doesn't. And God cannot change, which means he's not going to start lying. That's why Jesus could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And then we point out, under the last one, that God cannot let anyone into heaven unless they've been born again. And that's where Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, where he said to Nicodemus, verily, verily, which means truthfully, this is a true thing. He's emphasizing the truthness or the accuracy, the veracity of what he's saying. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And that's talking about heaven. And it's amazing the reaction that we'll get to people. You know, they'll agree oftentimes after the initial thing of, say, oh, there's nothing God can't do. And when we get them to open the first one, they go, oh, that's true. God cannot lie. And certainly God cannot lie because that would be sin. Lying is sin. And God does not sin. And so God does not lie. And they agree with that, and they agree that God doesn't change, and so they understand that. But when we get to the one there, the third one, God cannot let anybody into heaven unless they're born again, they balk at that. They don't like that last one. And I point out it's a simple logical proof right from the Bible. If God can't lie, he is not going to start lying. He's not going to be able to go back on what he said there, because that can't be a lie. It has to be true that man cannot see God unless they're born again. That has to be true. And then if he cannot change, he's not going to alter that and come up with some other way. It's like when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane prior to his crucifixion, Lord, he prayed to the Father, if there be any other way, you know, that this cup could pass from him. And if Jesus Christ, as God in the flesh, communing with himself, people say, well, how can God talk to God? Well, let me ask you, have you ever talked to yourself? I talk to myself all the time. I'll think something, and I'll even have an internal dialogue with myself, trying to weigh the pros and cons of something. I like what somebody said one time. I like to talk to myself for two reasons. One, I like to talk to an intelligent audience, and number two, I like to listen to an intelligent speaker. But that's a good reason, I guess. Two reasons for talking to yourself, but. God deliberated with himself as he did before he even created the heavens and the earth. God had already made the plan of salvation and deliberated and determined what it would be, because he created us in his own image, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 2, he created Adam from the dust of the earth. That's his physical body. And so we have a physical presence, just like God has a physical presence. He manifests himself in the world in a physical presence. And in these latter days, he manifests himself, Hebrews says, in the form of Jesus, and Jesus is the physical manifestation of God. God the Son, that's what we're talking about there. God fashioned the dust of the earth and formed the body of Adam. And then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's the Spirit. And we know from the Bible that God has a Spirit. And so he's got a spiritual manifestation, God the Holy Spirit. He's got a physical manifestation, God the Son. And then Adam, the Bible says that after he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Adam became a living soul. And that is that unique part of you, your personality, your will, your decision-making, your emotion, and all of that. And that would reflect God the Father. And so we're created in the image of God, a physical, a spiritual, and then I guess you could say a mental, if you want to put it that way, but body, soul, and spirit. And We are created to have a relationship with Him, but God created us with the free will. And the free will was so that we could choose. God wanted us to choose to have a relationship with Him. He did not create us programmed to only obey, programmed to only love, programmed to only submit. God wanted us to choose to do that. Now, I'm sitting in a room right now that has two doors. When I leave this room after the program is over, I can choose to go out either of these two doors. But if I go out this one door to my right, it leads into an area that has another two doors. And I can choose to go out one of those two doors. See, as long as you got more than one choice, you have a choice. Now, let's say that there was only one door to this room. And somebody said, when you're done with your program, you can choose to go out any door you want to. Well, some choice, there's only one door. It's like Henry Ford, they always said when he first produced the Model T, you had your choice of colors as long as it's black. Well, that's not really a choice, is it, when there's only one option? You have to have at least two options. And in order for Adam and Eve to have free will, they had to have the option to choose to obey God or to choose not to obey God. And that's in Genesis 3, where they had the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they had been told not to eat from in chapter 2. In Genesis chapter 3, they ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam had chosen to disobey God. Now, see, Eve was fooled. The Bible says the devil tricked her and he deceived her, and he's still in the deceiving business today. But when Adam came on the scene, he saw what Eve had done, and he realized he had a choice. He could remain with God, obey God, choose to follow God, which would necessitate choosing not to follow Eve. Or he could choose to follow Eve, which would again cause him not to follow God. And so he chose to follow Eve. He took the forbidden fruit and he ate it and he sinned. And at that moment, he died spiritually. And then, of course, God in chapter 3 put a curse upon the world, upon creation, and upon Adam. And the Bible says, by one man, meaning Adam, sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so now, because we are spiritually separated from God, we do not have a spiritual relationship with God because we're spiritually dead, we have to make a choice. And that choice involves being born again. God says there's only one way that we can come to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He told Nicodemus that a man must be born again. A man or woman, but he's speaking, you know, universally there, human beings in general, and we must be born again. But one of the things that I find interesting going to the fair with the Amazing Grace Mission booth, and one of the things I look forward to is the conversations that I get to have with people, and sometimes you just have to shake your head at some of the things that people believe, and yet it seems right to them. We had a woman that came by the booth, and she was nice and smiley and pleasant in the beginning, and she was asking a few questions, and the smile began to kind of drift away, and the facade began to kind of go down, and the teeth began to come out, and the claws began to come out a little bit. And ended up, she said, all of this, pointing to the Bible tracts and the different things that we had on the table. She said, all of this is fantasy. And I tried to ask her, well, what does she think happens when you die? And she said, well, you live on in your children. And I thought, well, okay, but I know your memory lives on, your works might live on in your family and your children and all that. I said, but what about that unique part of you that's you, your unique personality, your soul, your spirit? What happens when you die? What's going to happen to you? And she would not answer the question. I tried asking it several times, and every time she deflected and she tried to bring up other things. And finally I said, You know, I've asked this question several times, and you're avoiding the question. It seems to be uncomfortable for you. And all she could come up with was, oh, you live on in your children, you know, basically in their hearts and in their memories. And trying to press her, she went back to saying that all this, meaning the Bible and Scripture and thoughts of heaven and hell, is all a fantasy. And finally, she explained why. And she kept saying, well, this is my opinion. And I would say, well, why is your opinion better than my opinion? My opinion, I think that what you're saying is a fantasy. I think what you're saying is not believable. And she thought I should reject my position because of her opinion, but she'd never give me a reason for her opinion. Well, finally, the reason came out. The reason was that she was from Germany, and she went to a Lutheran church because of tradition, not because of any kind of real belief. And the reason she had no belief was because she had gone to some kind of a picnic or something one time, and her husband and some of the other men at the picnic were there having a few drinks, and a chaplain, I have no idea what denomination or anything, I'm going to assume Lutheran, though this is by no means probably unique to Lutheranism or any other thing. It's just because she was a Lutheran, I'm going to assume that. But she said this chaplain came up, and after he had a few drinks, he said that all the Bible and everything is a fantasy. And so the conclusion was, I should reject my years of study and prayer and thinking and my relationship with Christ, where Christ has revealed himself to me over and over through the Scriptures. I should reject all of that on the basis of her opinion formed on the opinion of a drunken chaplain. Now, that really sounds like grounds for a life philosophy. As I said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And that brings up another passage in Proverbs, which is a little kind of sometimes you wonder what to do with it. It's in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 and 5, where it says, answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. And then it says in verse 5, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. And, you know, at the fair, I find myself a lot of times constantly trying to decide, all right, is this a case where I need to answer them or not answer them? Because sometimes, like one gentleman prior to that, he just, there was just no talking with him, and he pretended that he was an expert in religion and history and all of that, and everything he said was so internally inconsistent and illogical, and he was just making statements trying to rile us up, and so answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou be like unto him. There was no sense really spending much time trying to counter his arguments, but sometimes you have to answer lest they be wise in their own conceit, because they'll go away, you know, thinking, well, see, they can't answer that question. And you know, you think of these things, it's difficult sometimes, but we need to do what we can to share the gospel with people, get people thinking. And that's one of the things we were trying to do at the fair. And of course, if you've got a question, you can always give us a call here. I'm sometimes not giving out the numbers on Friday afternoon as much, but 888-677-9673 is a toll-free number. And we do have Nancy calling in. And Nancy, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al, for taking my call.
Hi, good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you. And thank you so much for telling us about the Medina County Fair. I went with some friends Monday evening. Unfortunately, you had left already, but it was a very,
right,
very nice fair. And praise the Lord, the rain held off.
Oh, we'll be at Cuyahoga County starting this Monday.
You know, what city is that in?
I know Cuyahoga County is out there, Berea, right off from...
Oh, okay, so I didn't know the name of it because some friends had told me about the Berea Fair, but I didn't know it was the same.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. You were speaking earlier about lying, and some of us have noticed, including myself, that our esteemed president lies pretty much consistently.
Some people called him the liar-in-chief, yeah.
Yeah. Anything to promote his socialist communist agenda, all the while using, as to quote Pastor Sanders, the language of illusions, making mm-hmm. it sound good, but, you know, it's really very evil. And that, what I wanted to ask you about was, have you heard anything, I heard this from a friend at Bible study, that Obama is going to be spending $700 million of our tax dollars to promote Obamacare, but he's going to be lying big time, promising the young people that Obamacare is free and to, for all everybody to get on board and, you know, do their standard.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about that? I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I got about 5 minutes left here, but before we get into the close, but I've heard some things, and they are spending money right now. They have been, you know, some programs out there, and of course, their cronies in the liberal media are certainly trying to push these things. But, you know, it's like that old saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch. A lot of people don't understand this, that the Bible says that he that won't work, you know, he should not eat. I'm kind of paraphrasing that there. I don't know the exact chapter and verse off the top of my head, but the idea there, God has it right there. And even in Genesis chapter 3, when he put the curse on the earth, by the sweat of the brow, you know, you would eat your bread. And the idea that we have to work for things, and the devil is the one who comes along and gives you this, so you'll get something for free, but they never tell you the cost, and that's right. Certainly what's happening with Obamacare and many of these other things. The cost is not told. There's been enough studies that have shown that the finances really are unworkable.
Absolutely.
And that's why there's even a lot of Democrats that are kind of trying to put some things off. They put off the one mandate, the employer mandate, I believe, because they didn't want to get people upset with the Democrats running for House and Senate elections next year.
It's pretty obvious they're doing that for political reasons. They
but,
don't really care about us little people, you know.
Yeah, and if I could take this maybe in just a little bit different direction. If I could, Pastor Lutz, prior to the program here, was talking about end time events, and I talk a lot about end time events. I mean, I hate to say this, but I really do believe America's on its downward slide. I'm a patriot, but I believe that we're coming into the end times, and America does not figure in a very strong way in the end time prophecies. Russia figures much better than America. Iran figures much better than America. Libya figures much better than America, and certainly Israel and all. We're at the most a bit player. How are we going to go from being the most powerful nation and the most powerful economy and the most powerful military the world has ever seen to being a bit player during the events of the tribulation?
You think that homosexuality is a big factor?
I think all of this is.
All of the big countries that have rampant homosexuality, they've all gone under. I mean, Roman.
Yeah, well, I think all of this is symptoms of the cause. I think that what we're seeing in America today is preparations, in a sense, for America's fall, so that by the time we come along and the rapture takes place, there's not going to be much left of America. For years I've hoped and prayed that we could see an end-time revival in America that would turn this country around, and that the reason America would not be a major player in the tribulation events is because America would be so devastated by the number of people removed during the event we call the rapture, the catching away of the believers. But I'm kind of backing away from that a little bit even now today, because, you know, you see the way America is going. By the time the rapture takes place, they might not miss us. It's kind of sad. I mean, we're the ones being called terrorists today, not the real terrorists.
Exactly.
I haven't seen...
Right is wrong and wrong is right.
Exactly, and that's the day in which we live. But we can't give up. Nancy, I hear the music there, and we're going to have to wrap things up there.
Thank you very much.
I mean, we can't give up. We can get caught up in Obamacare. We can get caught up in the various events, and a lot of them are designed really to distract us, and the devil doesn't want us to go out and preach the gospel and to reach people with the word of God. Time is short. We don't know how much time we have the freedom to do just what I'm doing right now. On the radio, there are places in the world just north of here where we can't talk about some of the things on the radio freely that we do here. And we need to take advantage of the opportunities to go into all the world and preach the gospel. If you're listening and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do so and do it before it's too late. Why don't you visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield? Out of time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem.